Ooh.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And an opportunity to meet the Executive Director of Friendly Kitchen, Sally Willoughby. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, how long have you been in this position?
I have been in this position since September of last year, so fairly new still.
So, how did you get involved with Friendly Kitchen to start with?
Well, my husband and I actually moved here after he finished his residency at UC Davis in Sacramento. We were really trying to find a place that we wanted to be long term. So we moved to Roseburg. It kind of had everything we wanted. And during that time, I was getting my master's in human services, and I wanted to become more involved in the community. So I found the Friendly Kitchen, started as the volunteer coordinator there. And after some transitioning through leadership, they actually were looking for an executive director, and I stepped into that role in September.
So did you think you'd be doing that when you got out of your education program?
I knew I would be doing something in the human services realm. I worked at the YMCA doing nutrition classes and senior fitness, and kind of worked in collaboration with the executive director there. So I knew long term I wanted to be working for a nonprofit in that area.
What attracted you about the Friendly Kitchen?
I have always really connected with the older adult population, and seeing the need for delivered food to their doorstep and decreasing isolation and things like that, I really gravitated toward this position because I just knew this community really needed this service.
So how many people are affected, impacted by getting meals one way or another through the Friendly Kitchen?
So we serve around 200 clients a day. So we have our drivers going out and delivering every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we deliver around 200 meals every single day to the Roseburg community.
And how do people get connected to get that service?
So if you come to our website, friendlykitchen.org, you can sign up for service there. You can call our agency, the Friendly Kitchen. We operate out of the Methodist Church, and you just ask to sign up for service, and we'll do an eligibility check and then get you on the route if you're eligible.
And what do you need to be eligible?
So if you are over 60 and homebound, and we're a little different than other Meals on Wheels programs in that we also serve disabled adults who are homebound as well.
And how many people are on the staff?
So we're a small but mighty team. We have just 5 staff members. We have our volunteer coordinator, our executive chef, 2 kitchen assistants, and then myself. And then the rest, we're all volunteer run. We have around 50 volunteers coming in to help us each day.
And what's the age range of your volunteers?
I would say most of them are retirement age, the vast majority of them. So it's really fun to see them out on the routes. You know, they retired and they are finding their purpose through this and being able to give back to the community. So it's great to have them.
I've talked to one a number of years ago, and that was like his favorite part of his day was getting to connect with the folks that were on his route.
Yeah, and I always like to say we're more than just a meal, because it's those friendly visits and that time that they get to know our volunteers that really is meaningful to them, because a lot of our folks suffer from loneliness. They're living by themselves and eating by themselves, so our volunteers sometimes are the only folks they see for the day.
So the last 2 years, you walk into this partway through a pandemic. Talk about how that impacted what could be done.
Yeah, so when I started only during the pandemic, but I did know previously they had been going out on the routes 5 days a week. So we actually had to cut back to 3 days a week. We lost a lot of volunteers during that time. Obviously, we have a lot of older adults, and we wanted to keep them safe. So we had to transition to that 5 days a week. We also had to stop our congregate meal service, so people could only come in to pick up meals to go instead of actually being able to sit down and have meals in our facility if they were able to drive. So we've had to do some transitioning. We've made a lot of extra frozen meals that go out with the regular meals so they can still have a meal for that next day.
And are you making some transitions back the other direction now?
We are looking towards it. We are hoping that we can get back to our in-house dining services. We'll need some more resources and volunteers to make that happen, but that's definitely on our list of goals that we want to come back to.
So when a meal is planned out, what goes into that?
So we have a registered dietitian who works with us, and then one of our great volunteers actually makes the menu. She works in collaboration with our executive chef, and they determine how to make the meal. We follow USDA guidelines, so they're getting the right amount of protein, carbs, and fat in every single meal. And the chef prepares it. We get a lot of donated produce from local agencies feeding Umpqua, local farmers and producers, and our chef makes wonderful meals. He's like Cordon Bleu trained, so he makes really great meals. And then all of the volunteers in the kitchen pitch in. They're prepping and packaging and getting the food into bags that go out to our drivers and then out on the route. So it's a very well-oiled machine.
Wow. And what was the transition from doing 5 days a week to, you know, doing less? I'm sure that kind of complicated things for a while.
Yes, and I actually wasn't there during that transition period, but I do know that the board had to figure all that out. And so we ended up just kind of condensing the routes into 7 routes that would go out 3 days a week, and we would we kind of shifted the volunteers around and the map of all the routes to make that happen. So that's why we gave that extra frozen meal in every one of those Monday, Wednesday, Friday meals, so that they could have one for those days we were no longer delivering the Tuesday, Thursday.
And then you had to figure out what would be good to freeze versus maybe something that wouldn't and all that.
Yeah, and most of our chef is really good about that, so most of the things can be frozen. There's only a couple of things like soups and stuff that aren't, so he was really able to kind of plan that out with the registered dietitian and our person who makes the menu to make that happen.
So what's your favorite part of this role?
Definitely the people. The volunteers are amazing. We absolutely could not do what we do without them. Our staff is incredible, and we're all just working together. And my favorite part is actually going out and doing the home visits where I sign new people up for intakes, because I really get to meet the clients that we're serving that way. And I get to see what an impact it makes, not just because they're receiving a nutritious meal, but just the friendly visit and talking. They are really looking forward to that fellowship with us and then the volunteers. So it's really great.
Are they sometimes reluctant, though, to ask to get to that service?
Yes. A lot of them are referred through our partner agencies like Umpqua Health Alliance and others. So sometimes they are a little bit resistant and hesitant to ask for that service. So when I'm doing those home visits, I really try to help them understand that we're there so that they can remain at home and maintain their independence. And after understanding that these meals kind of can help them stay in their home and not go to home care facilities, I think they become more positive towards the experience that they're going to receive these meals so they can stay at home.
And I know I've heard stories where folks get to that point, they don't want to get the help, but realistically they're not really doing a good job with the meals that they're eating, either going and getting, you know, food from the store or having it delivered or whatever. And that's when family members start getting real concerned.
Yes, and we have a lot of family members that do refer people, refer their parents or aunts and uncles, whatever it may be. And I always do confirm with those folks when I'm going to do the home visit, that this is the right fit for them. Sometimes they're reluctant, but they usually come on board after they try one of the delicious meals.
So if somebody wants to find out more about Friendly Kitchen, how do they get connected?
Yeah, so if you go to www.friendlykitchen.org, you can find out more about our services. If you would like to be a volunteer, you can also sign up that way. And then through our phone number, if you just Google us, Friendly Kitchen, you'll find our phone number there as well that you can just give us a call and inquire.
All right, Sally Willoughby, Executive Director of the Friendly Kitchen. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
841 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.